Good. WCHS, in cooperation with the Junior League of Charleston and the Kanawha County School System, presents Musical Pictures, a program heard in the first, second, and third grades of Kanawha County Schools. Teachers use study guides to supplement these programs as children express their reactions with drawings, poems, or similar projects. Musical Pictures is heard twice each Wednesday at 9:45 a.m. and at 2:15 p.m. Today's program is entitled The Sleeping Beauty and was written by Evelyn Venable and Elizabeth Ann Gill. Now let us listen to Musical Pictures and The Sleeping Beauty, and this, boys and girls, is Ned Scaff saying hello once again. Now, I know that most of you are familiar with the story of The Sleeping Beauty, but how would you like to hear it again today, along with some beautiful music written by a composer named Tchaikovsky? Now, Mr. Tchaikovsky composed or wrote the music, which was used in a ballet about the story of The Sleeping Beauty. Listen now to the story and see if the music helps you to paint pictures in your mind. Time ago, there lived a king and a queen who would give anything to have a child. And after many years, their wish came true. They were blessed with a beautiful baby daughter. So delighted were the king and queen that they planned a large feast on the day of her christening. All the noblemen in the land came to the grand affair. After the christening ceremonies, the guests marched behind the proud king and queen to the ballroom of the castle, where the lovely baby lay in a lace-decked crib. And standing about were the 10 fairy godmothers of the princess, who had been invited, as was the custom in those days, to give her a wish as a gift. Now, as the gifts arrived, and as the guests arrived, each tiny fairy stepped forth to give the princess her wish for a happy life. one of them gave her beauty, one kindness, and so on, until the last of the fairies stepped forward to give her wish. And just as she began, an evil voice sounded through the ballroom cackling,
I have a gift for the beautiful princess. When she is 16, she shall pierce her finger on a spindle and fall down dead.
Oh, that was the wicked fairy whom the king and queen had not dared invite. Everyone gasped when the wicked old fairy had given this wish, that she prick her finger on a spindle and fall down dead when she was 16. But the last fairy godmother rushed to the crib, and she said, Ah, but I have not yet granted my wish. Your princess shall not die. I cannot entirely undo this wickedness, but instead of dying, she shall fall into a deep sleep for 100 years, until a prince's kiss shall awaken her. Now the king ordered all the spinning wheels banished from his kingdom immediately. But one day, many years later, the princess, now grown into a fine and beautiful young girl of 16, climbed the stairs to a deserted tower of the palace. And there she found an old woman spinning. The old woman was really the wicked fairy in disguise. And so fascinated was the princess that she begged to be able to sit down to spin. She began to spin, and suddenly she fell to the floor in a deep sleep. At that very moment, everyone in the castle fell asleep. The king and the queen on their thrones, the cook baking a cake in the kitchen, the guards at the palace gate, everyone fell asleep just as they were. And so they slept for over 100 years. Thank you. years later, after the princess had fallen asleep, a prince, traveling through the land, heard of the sleeping castle and the lovely sleeping beauty who could be awakened only by a kiss. He went straight to the castle where he found hundreds of sleeping people. And up, up, up to the tower he went until he came upon the room where the princess slept. She was so beautiful that he bent and kissed her. She awoke and everyone else in the castle with her. And of course, the prince asked her to marry him, and she said yes. And then such a celebration. Everyone began to dance, and in their midst waltzed the beautiful princess and her happy prince. What a handsome pair they were. And the princess lived happily ever after. Well, boys and girls, what will your picture be? The wicked fairy? The princess? Make them as pretty and gay as the music. This has been the fifth in the series of musical pictures for the 1964 in-school listening season. Musical pictures are presented by WCHS in cooperation with the Junior League of Charleston and the Kanawha County Board of Education. They are heard in the first, second, and third grades of Kanawha County schools, with teachers using study guides to supplement these programs as children express their reactions with drawings, poems, or similar projects. Now, today's program was entitled The Sleeping Beauty, and was written by Evelyn Venable and Elizabeth Ann Gill. It was narrated by Ned Scaff and produced by Joe Ferris for WCHS, Jackie Blankenship for the League, and Virginia Kelly for the Board of Education. Next week's program will be entitled Birds and Fish. And, as usual, will be heard twice on Wednesday, in the morning at 9:45 and in the afternoon at 2:15. To accommodate split sessions. Musical Pictures is another free educational presentation of WCHS News Radio 580 Charleston, West Virginia.